Ramban, in the very beginning of his Pirush al HaTorah, explains that Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah Hashem is considered to be a representation of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban writes that if we were to know the secret, we could go ahead and spell out all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with each and every letter of the Sefer Torah without any missing or additional letters. The Ramban adds a stunning chiddush that lest you think that this is simply esoteric divrei Kabbalah, the Ramban writes la halacha that that's why, that if you have a Sefer Torah with any extra or missing letters, it is considered to be posel because you have broken that relationship between the Torah Hashem and Shmos Avshel Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you look at the Gran Brachos and Avav Amid Aleph, there the Gemara describes a person even by himself who is being osek b'Torah, and the Gemara tells us minayin shafilu echa shiyoshev osek b'Torah shashninimo. The Gemara quotes the pasuk of B'chol Hamakom asher asker eshmi avoy lecha uverachticha. You see from the Gemara that osek b'Torah is considered to be invoking the Shem Hashem. And if you look in Rashi and Parshas Mishpatim in Shmos, Perach Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, there Rashi cites the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph and Perach Chaf Daled that Kasher Yomar Mishal HaKadmoni Merishaim Yetze Resha, that Rashi explains that the Mashal HaKadmoni is reference to the Torah Hashem, which and to an extent is a reflection of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, not surprising, as the Ramban writes, that the Torah Hashem comprises the Shemos of Hashem. When you look in the Gemara Brachos and the Chof Aleph, there the Gemara discusses Birchas HaTorah, and the Gemara tells us that what exactly is the source of the obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Avogodol Elokeinu. And somewhat unclear, how exactly is that a reference to Birchas HaTorah? Rashi writes the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I invoke Birchas HaTorah, Avogodol Elokeinu means Atem Tanu Amen. That's how Rashi explains the sugya. Kishem Hashem Ekra, the Reisha Dekra, is a reference to Birchas HaTorah. And Avogodol Elokeinu is the response of Klal Yisrael to answer to the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you look in the Pirush of the Marsha, and if you look at the Charedim and the Rishalmi as well, in Brachos, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, there they explain, based on this idea of the Ramban, that Kishem Hashem Ekra means when a person is Osek B'Torah, because Torah is considered to be Shmos of Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Havogol Elokeinu, the Sefer Dekra, that is a reference to Birchas HaTorah. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you invoke the Shem Hashem through Esek HaTorah, Havogod Elokeinu means that one is obligated to recite a bracha, and not as Rashi writes that the Reish of the Kra, but rather the Seif of the Kra, is the reference to Birchas HaTorah itself. When you look in the Sugya Yuma and Daf Lamed Hei and Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara has another drasha based on a pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havogod Elokeinu, and that is Vakonim Va'am Avodas Yom HaKippurim, we hear the Kohen Gadol with the Shem HaMforash, and therefore obligated to respond. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Olam Va'ed. How do you know that that indeed is true? The Gemara quotes that exact pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havo Gadol L'Elokeinu. So something that really is quite fascinating, that pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, is a reference to Shem HaMforash, but also Brachos Kaf Aleph, a reference to Birchas HaTorah. And really, it's not two independent rashos, but rather Haskara Shem Hashem requires a response of Avogodol Elokeinu. What are examples of Haskara Shem Hashem? One is clearly Yuma Lamed Hei, Luma Lamed Zayin. It's a reference to Shem HaMforash, but also Esek Bator. Esek Bator. That also is considered to be a person who is referencing the Shem Hashem, the Marsha, the Charedim. That's the drasha Birchas HaTorah, Kishem Hashem Ekra of Ogodel Leilokim. When you look in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the end of the Mitzvos Asay, there the Ramban has a list of the Mitzvos that the Rambam failed to count. After all, both the Rambam and the Ramban, yes, they reached that goal of Taryag Mitzvos Nemosh Mi Sinai, but sufficient debate exactly what is included in the Tayag mitzvahs. And there the Ramban in Mitzvah Teslav is troubled because the Rambam does not count Birchas HaTorah as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. And therefore that is the Hasaga, the Ha'ara of the Ramban, Mitzvah Teslav, that certainly this should be counted among the Tayag mitzvahs. This is a mitzvah daraisa, unusual, a mitzvah daraisa to recite a bracha. And if you look in that Ramban, not only is it Chiddush that Birchas HaTorah is considered to be daraisa, but it's an independent mitzvah daraisa, and the Ramban compares it to Birchas HaMazon, a Birchas HaTorah. What is the basis of that comparison? Well, when you look in that Gemara Brachos, that's the theme of the Gemara. The Gemara seems to equate Birchas HaMazon with Birchas HaTorah. The Ramban writes that, number one, that equation means that they are daraisa, and number two, the nature of these brachos are similar. Just as Birchas HaMazon is Hodah Achar HaAchila, so therefore the same thing is true when it comes to Birchas HaTorah as well. It's a form of Birchas Hodah. Birchas Hodah for, the Ramban writes, Maman Har Sinai. For after all, the schus have been given the Torah Hashem. And the Rambam does not count this in Tayag Mitzvahs. If you look in the Prima Gadim, in the Psicha Kalelas Tehuchos Birchas HaShachar, or you look in Shagasari and Simon Chavdalid, they assume that the reason the Rambam does not count Birchas HaTorah and Tayag Mitzvahs is because according to the Shitas HaRambam, Birchas HaTorah is only Drabanan. It's like typical brachas, a din Drabanan. And that drasha of the Gemara Kishem HaShem Ekra is not a drasha Gemura Daraisa, but rather it's considered to be an Asmachta Drabanan. So according to Shagasari, a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Birchas HaTorah is a din Daraisa, or whether it's only a din Drabanan. But there are those clearly that disagree. When you look in the Pirush of the Kiryas Sefer and the Rambam, there the Mabit points out that, you know, you're going to come across many differences between the Rambam and the Ramban in Minyan HaMitzvos. And in most cases, yes, it's a fundamental machlokes, but the machlokes is more technical in nature. It is not necessarily a machlokes as to whether something is daraisa as opposed to that which is drabanan. The Kiryas Sefer discusses this in the Hakdama in Perek Vav, and also in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefillah. And here the Kiryas Sefer cites Birchas HaTorah as an example. It is not a machlokes as to whether Birchas HaTorah is daraisa, whether it's drabanan. Even the Rambam admits it's a din daraisa, but you know it's a machlokes whether it should be counted in Sefer HaMitzvos independently. That also is a fundamental machlokes. Maybe one could argue, yes, that's the shita of the Ramban. It's an independent mitzvah. But maybe according to the Rambam shita, really that's not true. Daraisa, but not something which is independent. In what sense is that true? There the Mabit suggests that maybe it's considered to be part of the Pratei HaMitzvah of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Torah requires a bracha. And therefore maybe the Esek B'Torah and the Birchas HaTorah is considered to be a single mitzvah, as opposed to the Ramban that argues that's not true, that they are absolutely two independent mitzvahs. You know, I'll tell you that this perhaps is the case according to Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch most often, and here when it comes to Birchas HaTorah as well, follows the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch does not count Birchas HaTorah as one of Tayag mitzvahs. That's clear. Does that mean it's only a din d'rabbanan? Mefurish, according to Sefer HaChinuch, no. If you look elsewhere in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Lamed, there the Sefer HaChinuch discusses Birchas HaMazon. And there the Sefer HaChinuch writes that you should realize that Birchas HaMazon is unusual, because typically speaking, brachos are d'rabbanan, and Birchas HaMazon is a din d'araisa, obviously, and that really is somewhat rare, because the only examples the Sefer HaChinuch writes of a bracha d'araisa is Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah. So Mefurish, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that Birchas HaTorah is daraisa, Tav Lamed, but yet it is not counted independently in Minyan HaMitzvos. So the fact that it is omitted does not necessarily mean it's only a din d'rabbanan. One could argue, yes, a din d'araisa, but on more technical grounds, it is not counted independently. And what is the teretz? Kiryas Sefer writes, part of. You know, this Ha'ar of the Kiryas Sefer is also found in the Ramban. That very Ramban in the Hosafos, in Mitzvah Tesav, is bothered why the Ramban fails to count Birchas HaTorah in Minyan HaMitzvos. And the Ramban mentions this possibility. Maybe you'll tell me that it's simply part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And here the Ramban writes, but that cannot be. That cannot be. Why? He writes, I'll prove it to you from the Rambam himself. When it comes, for example, to the mitzvah of Bikurim, you look in the Rambam and say, for a mitzvah, Kuf Chafei, that's the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. What about Mikra Bikurim? The Rambam counts Mikra Bikurim as a separate mitzvah in Kuf Lamed Beis. So the Ramban writes that you see that the act of and the recitation of are counted separately. So if you see that the Rambam counts Havas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim independently, why would you argue that the Isek Batar and the Birchas HaTorah should be counted as one? And then the Ramban writes another kasha, very unusual. The Ramban writes the following. If you look in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Nun Zayin, there the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We've mentioned in earlier shiurim, the Rambam does not count the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Rambam does count the mitzvah of the Seder night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then the Ramban writes mitzvah Nun Vav, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. So you see that the Rambam counts the act and the dibur independently. So just like Bikurim are two mitzvahs, or just like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mechilas Korban Pesach are two different mitzvahs, the same thing should be true when it comes to Torah and Birchas HaTorah. Well, that's the Or of the Ramban. So if the Ramban writes, it would be hard to argue according to the Rambam that really it's mitzvah achas, because after all, that would create an inconsistency with Birchas HaTorah as opposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Mikra Bikurim. You know, of those two kashas that the Ramban writes, Bikurim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I would tell you that one of those kashas seems very compelling. The other kasha seems very, very difficult. When it comes to Bikurim, I understand. I would say, you know what? That's a kasha. Havos Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim, the Ram comes separately. So you see that the Amira, the Kriya, is not treated as Chelek Mechelki HaMitzvah, but is treated independently. So therefore, why should one argue the same thing as when it comes to Birchas HaTorah? You know, I would tell you, that's a kasha. And that requires a teret. So what's the difference between the Bikurim and the Esek Batorah and Birchas HaTorah? That I would tell you, that's homework. You know, go home and figure out the difference between those two cases. But the second example, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach, really, there you would really think it's one mitzvah. And the fact that the Rambam counts them separately, that should be relevant to Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. That I will tell you is a surprising kasha. You know, Bezman HaZeh, we don't have the Chiyas Korban Pesach, but Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a Din D'oraisa. There, one would really argue that this is all part of mitzvah achas. That I think you have to think about. Now, that why the Ramban thought that what is true of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas HaKorban is relevant to our discussion of Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah. Maybe it tells you something about how the Ramban views Birchas HaTorah. You know, even when it comes to Mikra Bikurim, one no doubt could distinguish. We'll have to discuss what type of bracha Birchas HaTorah is. But one thing I would tell you as follows, that one could very well argue that the Birchas HaTorah relates directly to the Esek HaTorah. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, or the Chiddush Reb Chaim, the Birchas HaTorah is on the Chefzeh Shel Torah. Esek HaTorah requires a bracha, just like the Shem Amforesh requires a bracha. Is that really true when it comes to Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim? You're going to argue that the Mikra Bikurim, the Kriya Sapar Shishan, the Chefzeh Shel Bikurim, is that really true? There I would tell you the relationship is a more indirect, in a direct relationship. What does that mean? You know, a farmer has his first crops, and it's a moment of intense simcha and hodah. It's important that b'shas, havas bikurim, that a person express mikra bikurim, which is hodah. And not only Hodah for the Bikurim, but Hodah for everything, for the history, for the destiny of Klal Yisrael. I wouldn't necessarily say that the Mikra Bikurim is the Chefter Shal Mitzvah, on which the Mikra Bikurim is Chal on the Bikurim themselves. No, certainly not, certainly not. But I will tell you the following. You know, isn't it appropriate to give Hodah? The answer is yes. When? When is that true? When is it most appropriate? You know the answer. One of the appropriate moments to give Hodah is B'shas Havas Bikurim. But they're two separate super kiyumim. I wouldn't say when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, that's the relationship. No, it's appropriate to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah when a person is learning Torah. There I would say is something which is much, much more direct. Yishem Hashem Ekra. As Reb Chaim said, that the bracha is on the chefza, the substance of the Isak B'Torah itself. So that I think could clearly be a terence, where the Rambam assumes that, well, of course, Havas Bikur, Mikra Bikurim are independent. The Mikra Bikurim is not Chalal HaBikurim, but B'Shas Havas Bikurim, it's appropriate to echo Divrei Shevet V'Hodah. Mashen came perhaps when it comes to Tamatar Birchas HaTorah, relationship, as we'll soon see, is a much more direct, a much tighter one, in which case one could argue that's considered to be Mitzvah Achas. Why does the Ramban invoke Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achidas Korban Pesach? Here I will tell you, this is L'shitase, but we just mentioned the Ramban. What type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? If one is to argue, for example, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah, so that certainly is not true of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achidas Korban Pesach. One would not create that analogy. But what was the Chiddush of the Ramban? That Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on Esek B'Torah, but rather it's a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah, for Kabbalah HaTorah. And if that really is true, the act of Esek B'Torah and Birchas HaTorah are very, very distinct. It's not that the Birchas HaTorah is Chal on the Esek B'Torah. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah. And therefore, I'll tell you a day in Tosus, for example, Brachas Daf Yud Aleph. Birchas HaTorah does not even require limud. You recite Birchas HaTorah without being Osek B'Torah. How can you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah and not do the mitzvah? But the answer is you can recite Birchas HaTorah without Osek B'Torah because it's standalone. It's a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah, Maman Har Sinai. So therefore, that's the horror of the Ramban, to argue that it's mitzvah achas with Talmud Torah, even though they're so disconnected. One is a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah. Another is the act of Esek, but and you're going to argue that's mitzvah achas. That's like Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Korban Pesach. Are they linked? Of course they're linked. But in no way is that a direct connection that should argue it's considered to be a single bracha. And that I would tell you is why the Ramban invokes that instance, that case as well. And therefore the Ramban writes that the Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah is an independent mitzvah. One cannot argue that goes hand in hand with Talmud Torah. So, Chiddush number one. The view of the Ramban is Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. And Chiddush number two, the nature of Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah. Okay? Another possibility. Tosus already seems to work with this possibility. Tosus is very bothered. Brachos daf yud aleph, that why is there a difference between the bracha on Sukkah and the bracha on Talmud Torah, Birchas HaTorah? Why is it that Birchas HaTorah carries you through the day, but that's not true when it comes to Sukkah? A person, let's say, is soed b'sukkah, and then he leaves the sukkah, and hours later he returns, he's obligated to recite a new bracha leishen. So yitzim and a sukkah is a hefsik, and that hefsik requires a new birchas hamitzvah. So why is that not the case when it comes to birchas HaTorah? I'll tell you that whole comparison of Tosis, that whole kasha. Why is the bracha on sukkah different from the bracha on Torah? Seems to indicate there's a commonality, that they're both brachas on the mitzvah of. So why is it that one covers an entire day and the other indeed does not? And Tosus's Teretz HaOtel does not necessarily budge from this premise. Tosus says there's a big difference. When you leave the sukkah, there's a disconnect. You're no longer directly linked, connected to that sukkah. You re-enter, now there is a chiyuv. Mashenkin, when it comes to Esek Torah, Einu Miyayish Daita Meimenu. No, there's no Hesek Hadas. Yes, true that now you have to move on. Now you go ahead and you close the Sefer. But you know what? You're not disconnected from. That's something that is perpetual. And therefore, when you return, there's no Hefsek. Oh, Chiddush Tosfos writes. And therefore, one is not obligated to repeat the Birchas HaTorah. But the assumption of Tosfos, this will seem very, very important for Shavuos night, that the Koveya of whether there is or is no Bracha is dependent on Hefsek. And Hefsek. On Sukkah, there is a Hefsek when you leave the Sukkah. However, there is no Hefsek when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, and therefore, one does not recite a new Bracha when a person now returns to the Beis Medrash. But the assumption of Tosfos seems to indicate that it's similar to the Bracha on Sukkah, which is clearly a Birchas HaMitzvah. If you look in the Bir HaGra and Simin Mem Zayin, in several places throughout that sin, the Gaon assumes this chiddush that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. For example, the Mechaber writes Mem Zayin in Sif Yud Dalid, Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women recite Birchas HaTorah as well. Why exactly is that true? Why do women recite Birchas HaTorah? So the Gaon writes the following chiddush. The Gaon is bothered by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Sifkat Niyadad writes the following, Kevin Shechayavin Lilbod Dinim Shalayim. But you know what? They also are obligated to learn. After all, they have to know Dine Shabbos, they have to know Dine Kashrus, so therefore, they're also obligated to. The Gaon is very bothered by that. Because the Gaon points out, right, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And even though, yes, it's clear that pragmatically, women must know in order to, but the root mitzvah of Talmud Torah, limatam osam es b'neichem, b'neichem lo b'noseichem, women are exempt from. So how can women recite Birchas HaTorah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah if they are exempt? And therefore, the Gaon writes a chiddush that nashim mevarchos Birchas HaTorah does not mean women must, but women may. It's Betoras Einu Mitzu HaVeyosa. Einu Mitzu HaVeyosa. That's the Chiddush that the Gaon writes. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And one who is exempt from the mitzvah is not obligated in, and women in Birchas HaTorah is an option. But it is not mandated. It's like a woman apparently performing a mitzvah of Lulav Sukkah Shofar that they're exempt from and reciting a Birchas HaMitzvah. Well, so that's the Chiddush of. If you look in the Brisker of, in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Yud Aleph, the Brisker of points out the difficulty. No, that it's true, we follow the Shita of the Balei HaTosfos, that Einu Mitzu V'Yoseh can recite a Bracha. And women recite a Bracha like the Shita of Tosfos, on Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar, but that's against the Rambam. The Rambam writes that's not true. That a Birchas HaMitzvah is only recited if one is Mitzvah V'Yosef, one is Mechuyev V'Davar. And therefore, yes, even the women can perform Mitzvah Sasesha as Man Grama, but the Rambam Shitas, they do not recite a Bracha. That's what the Mechaber writes, Nechositzes, Nechoshofar, that in Mitzvah V'Yosef does not recite a Bracha. Which is surprising, because here the Mechaber writes in Sim Mem Zayin, that Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah. So to argue for us, it's Betorah Seinu Mitzvah V'Yosef, for Bnei Ashkenaz, okay. But it's hard to interpret the Mechaber that way. The Mechaber seems to indicate, despite the fact that Seinu Mitzvah V'Yosef is not, nonetheless, Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah, which the prescribed quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim seems to indicate that Birchas HaTorah is not the Birchas HaMitzvah. And that should not be so surprising. After all, you know, the concept of the Birchas HaMitzvah. Midraban, we're obligated to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. But this bracha, the Gemara doesn't say it's based on the Gdarim of the Birchas HaMitzvah. The Gemara says the source of this bracha is a pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra HaLod HaLokeinu. And therefore, maybe that very source itself indicates that it's not B'Torah's Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah. But rather, Kishem Hashem Ekra. Thus, Kara Shem Hashem requires Havogol Elokeinu. Just like you hear the Shem Amforash, Yuma Lamed Hei, Lima Lamed Zayin, you're obligated to respond. That's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Baruch Hashem Kol Malchuso. The Shem Amforash demands an appropriate response. Maybe this is true when it comes to Torah as well, that the privilege of, that requires a response. What exactly is the nature of this bracha? That's the Chiddush of Rav Chaim, that HaTorah Atzma Te'una Bracha, the Chefze Shel Torah, the Etzem Chefze Shel Talmud Torah requires a bracha. The Gemara doesn't say it's a Bercha Sanenen, the Gemara doesn't say a Bercha Mitzvah, the Gemara says that the Kopis, the substance of Torah, requires a bracha. Kishem Hashem Ekra, V'gol Elokeinu. So therefore, Chefze Shel Torah demands a bracha, regardless of whether you are obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or whether you're not. And therefore, the Mechaber writes, even though I would not say that women make a bracha on lulav sukkah shofar, but nashim mevarchos berachas haTorah. And according to this viewer, nashim mevarchos berachas haTorah does not mean that women may, but women must. Women must recite berachas haTorah. This is not just an option, but Torah's, you know what Sylvia said. When you look in Bir Halachim, Simin Mem Zayin, the Ramas Chonoshim, the Bir Halacha writes the following: is it possible for a woman to be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah? The Mishnah Berurah writes the following: according to the Gon, it's Eidim Tzviyosa, certainly not. But if that is not pshat in the Mechaber, that Nashim Avrachos Birchas HaTorah means that they must, or maybe the starting point is then absolutely yes. One could argue as well that if you hold like the Ramban, where the Ramban maintains that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, typically Drabanan. This is a Din D'oraisa, part of Tarei Mitzvos, Kishem Hashem Ekra. In the Ramban's Hagdorah, this is a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah. So absolutely, then, Nashim Mevarchos, Birchas HaTorah. So far, three possibilities in terms of Birchas HaTorah, either a Birchas HaMitzvah, a Birchas Hodah, from Sayyim's Chiddush, it doesn't follow these typical Gedarim. The Gemara cites the Gzeiras HaKosov, Shem Hashem Ekra, Kriya Shem Hashem, requires a bracha. If I were to ask you, when a person is Ola Torah, why does he recite a bracha? You don't have to necessarily say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of Kriya HaTorah, but you know what? Kriya HaTorah demands a bracha. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, V'gol Elokeinu. You have bracha on the Haftorah, why exactly is that necessary? Kriyas Divrei Navi requires a bracha, not necessarily because of the mitzvah of, but rather when you evoke these psukim of the Torah, psukei Tanakh, that requires a bracha. There's even a further chiddush, but no doubt a great chiddush, and that is Levush. Birchas HaTorah Simin Mem Zayin, the very end of the earlier Simin Mem Vav. Levush writes the following. Levush discusses the Gemara's chiddush that, you know, kol hanene blo bracha ki ilu ma'al. One cannot go ahead and be nene without reciting a bracha. And that even applies to Birchas HaTorah as well. Wow. The chiddush of that levush in Simen Vav, and then later in Simen Zayin, kamo shemavarach al kol hana oso. Just like you recite a Birchas HaNene, typically that's true. Oh, this is the case when it comes to Birchas HaTorah as well. Oh, fascinating chiddush. But no. Four different possibilities, either a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Hodah, Birchas HaNenin, or the Chiddush Reb Chaim, no, that's Mechefetz Shel Torah, right, requires a bracha. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havogol Elokeinu. Is there any raya or any indication to this Chiddush Reb Chaim that it's the substance, Kishem Hashem Ekra, that itself requires Birchas HaTorah? You know, when you look at the very sugyan brachas and Daf Yud Aleph from Abayis, the Gemara has a stunning, stunning machlokes. On what do we recite Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara quotes the first shita, Rav Huna, Lemikra Tzarech Levarech. Lemikra Tzarech Levarech. Birchas HaTorah is limited to Mikra. Limited to Mikra. Achidish, no. Torah Shabbat. But a Midrash, a Mishnah, you don't recite Birchas HaTorah. Wow. The Gemara quotes several other shitas. Finally, the Gemara gets the shita of Rava that Yisum like Lalacha, af le Talmud sarech levarech. That's a pretty stunning machlokis, Rav Huna and Rava. Does Torah Shebal Peh require Birchas HaTorah? And no doubt that, let's start with the Shita of Rav Huna that requires Biur. Now, why would one think that only Nikra and not Torah Shebal Peh? Why exactly would that be the case? And I'll even tell you a further Chiddush, a further Ha'ara. L'maskana, of course, we pass on like Rava, that af the Talmud Tzarech Levarech, but why exactly is that true? Why do you recite a bracha, even for Torah Shabbat Peh? When you look at Rashi in that sugya, bracha sid alef mebeis, Rashi writes the following, because a Torah Shabbat Peh, shu ikar ha-Torah she'mena horoyotz. What do you mean? That's, imagine Dinei Shabbos without Torah Shabbat Peh. That is considered to be the hora, that is considered to be the Ikar HaTorah. When you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, and Daphei Mabeis and Daphei Arif, Rabbeinu Yonah gives like another explanation of Rabba Shita, why we recite Birchas HaTorah and Torah Shabbat Peh. And you know what Teres is? Rabbeinu Yonah writes, because Torah Shabbat Peh is simply a biur, a pirish of Torah Shabbat Peh. When I learned the Malach of Bar, I'm learning Pshat in the Pasuk of Losasa Chomalacha. You know what that Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah is? Is that it sounds like for Rabbeinu Yonah that in principle, Rav Huna is right. In principle, Rav Huna is right. That Birchas HaTorah is on Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav. Elamai, Torah Shebal Peh is not independent. It's not a separate domain. The Torah Shebal Peh goes hand in hand. It's a pirish of Torah Shebichsav. But it sounds like that, you know, the opening sheet of the Gemara of Hun in principle is correct. In practice, not. But if that really is true, I will tell you the following. So now even the halacha could be passed like Rava. But the allowance to recite Birchas HaTorah and Torah Shel Peh is because it's a biur of Torah Shel Peh. But why should we limit it to Torah Shel Peh? Well, so I'll tell you the following Chiddush. You know, according to Reb Chaim, beautiful, beautiful. The source is, what exactly does that mean? Ooh, the Marsha, the Chari, the Ramban. That Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. I will tell you the following. That is true of Mikra. The Cheftz of Shal Torah, in that restricted sense, is a reference to Mikra. A reference to Mikra. I'll give you an example. Now, a fascinating deal. This is a Shulchan Aruch Harav in Perak Beis. The Filchus Talmud Torah in Sifin Yud Beis, Sifin Yud Gimel. A person learns, but ain't omevin. He really doesn't understand the Pirush HaMilim. He doesn't understand what he's learning. To what extent is that nechshav k'Talmud Torah? To what extent is that considered to be? So you know, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Shnei Chiddush that maybe there's a difference in Torah Shebichsav Sav as opposed to Torah Shebal Peh. When it comes to Torah Shebichsav, good, I don't understand, but undeniably, that which I recited, that which I rendered, Chefta Shel Torah, this is literally the Dvar Hashem. So therefore there's a kiyum in uttering the Dvar Hashem even without Havana. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, what is Torah Shebal Peh without Havana? What exactly does that mean? Torah Shebal Peh without Havana, the Chefta Shel Torah. The Shem Hashem Ekra is the Torah Shebichsav. So I will tell you the following, that fits in very well. Maybe a Raya, maybe that's what's driving the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. That when it comes to Birchas HaTorah Kishem Hashem Ekra, and therefore I'll tell you that it makes sense what Rav Huna says to distinguish between Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebal Peh. And here we understand the further Chiddush. Even we who assume, like Rava, af the Talmud Tzarech Levarech, but not for Talmud in a vacuum, it's because Talmud is a pirish of Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, this is part of. When I learn the Dinei Shabbos, I'm learning Pshat in the Pasuk of Losasa Chomalacha. And therefore, that warrants Birchas HaTorah because we don't view Torah Shabbat Peh independently, but it goes hand in hand with, and therefore, Birchas HaTorah is indeed recited. From Rashi, it sounds differently. Rashi says, what do you mean, Ikar HaTorah is Torah Shabbat Peh? It sounds like Torah Shabbat Peh in and of itself is Mechayiv Abracha. But Rabbi Yonah writes, no, it's only because of its connection to Torah Shebichsav. I would tell you that if it's a bracha in chefsa shetor, you understand. And I think maybe for a separate shir, requires somewhat of an arichus. If you hold that birchas hatar is a birchas hamitzvah, how do you understand the shita of Rav Huna? And how do you understand the bira of Rabbi Yonah? Mitzvah, mitzvah. In order to describe what is the key mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you have to come on to Torah Shebitzav. You have to argue that, Torah Shalpeh is simply a pirish for Torah Shebitzav. Right, that we'll have to discuss another time. But maybe a din, the chiddush of Reb Chaim, is exactly that point. And here I would tell you the following. So one nafgamin is how you understand Nashim Avarchos Birchas HaTorah. When you look in Simen Mem Zayin, here Siv Dalet, a further din. What about Hamaharher B'Divrei Torah? Hamaharher B'Divrei Torah. A person who is thinking and learning. Does that warrant Birchas HaTorah? Or does it not? It's the Mechaber writes a chiddush. Hamaharher B'Divrei Torah Eino Tzarech Levarech. Dibur, yes, hear her now. Hear her now. Interesting chiddush. And you know who disagrees? The Gaon. The Bir HaGran, Siv Katan Beis, disagrees, maintains, certainly not, certainly not. What do you mean? The bracha is on Talmud Torah. On the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'chileka mitzvah b'hirnor. What do you mean? V'hagisa b'yom v'layla. That what do you mean? The hegel libi. The esek b'torah. It is not only ayideh dibur, but even ayideh hirnor. So the Gaon writes, of course, Amahar b'divrei Torah tzarech levarech against mechaber. One could argue, no doubt, that this is l'shitasei. This is l'shitasei. That according to the chiddush of the Gaon, it's a birchas hamitzvah. Nashim mevarchas birchas hatoras b'toras enu metzuv v'yose. And if it's a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of course, is fulfilled ayi to hear her, and hear her warrants birchas hatorah. What about according to Mechaber? It is not. It is not a birchas hamitzvah. V'harayin nashim mevarchas birchas hatorah. Let's assume it's a bracha on chefta shel Torah, to use Reb Chaim. Now, ki shema shenekra. Shema Shemekra, that kriya is dibur, it is not ayyadeh hirur. And therefore, Machabra is the shita say, Hamahar b'divrei Torah, inot tzarech levarech. And here I'll tell you the following, that you know, today is in Tosus. To what extent is one obligated to learn after you recite Birchas HaTorah? The Gaon writes, yes. How can you recite Birchas HaTorah and not now continue with Esek HaTorah? How can that be? I'll tell you that's the Shita say as well. That if you assume Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah on, so how do you recite a Birchas HaMitzvah without the Asiyas HaMitzvah? And therefore, the Esek HaTorah must necessarily follow. So therefore, three places of the Gaon. No? That Esek HaTorah is necessary after Birchas HaTorah? In Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah is only B'Torah Seni Metziyose, but here it requires Birchas HaTorah. The common link of all three Piskei Din of the Gaon is because Birchas HaMitzvah. And let's assume, as the Ramban, it's a Birchas HaDav for Kabbalah HaTorah. Maybe one could argue, you know what? It's fitting. It's appropriate. It's appropriate. But it's not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And therefore, Birchas HaTorah does not demand immediate Esek HaTorah. According to Rav Chaim, one could argue, yes, Kishem Hashem Ekra, the Cheftah Shel Torah, that's necessary. In this sense, perhaps, the Chiddush Rav Chaim would agree l'halacha with that comment to the Gaon, that Esek HaTorah is necessary afterwards. Kishem Hashem Ekra means the vocation of Cheftah Shel Torah. But according to the Ramban, if you assume that now it's a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah, not necessarily. Not necessarily at all. When you look in the earlier Simen, Simen Mem Vav, you know, a lengthy din. Mechaber discusses Mem Vav Sittes. Amiras Hapsukim, Bitoras Tachnunim, not Bitoras Talmud Torah. Does that require Birchas HaTorah? The old practice, one is getting up, right, in the middle of the night to recite Slichas. You're going to recite Psukei HaTorah, but not Bitoras Talmud Torah, but Bitoras Tfilin Tachnunim, does that necessarily require Birchas HaTorah? Perhaps to an extent that should be linked. That should be linked as well. And here I'll tell you the following. Simem Zayin, the Magen Avraham, Sivkot Niyad Beis. This could impact on one who was up the entire night. Does the morning require Birchas HaTorah? You know, maybe the starting point is exactly this issue. That, you know, if you're going to argue, let's assume like Tosis, Sukkah. Just like Sukkah, so too when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. And what is the factor when it comes to Sukkah, whether you're required to recite a new bracha, not recite a new bracha? Person has dinner in the Sukkah, he remains in the Sukkah, sleeps in the Sukkah, it's the next morning, he's required to recite a new bracha, leishev a Sukkah. You're going to tell me that, what do you mean? The factor when it comes to the Birchas HaMitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah is a question of hefsek. If there's no hefsek balayla, you don't recite a new bracha. And if there will be a significant hefsek bayom, you do recite a bracha. So therefore, the factor in Birchas HaMitzvah is the attachment or detachment, hefsek. But Rabbi Natan Shita says that's not true. If it's not Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Mitzvah and Talmud Torah, let's assume it's a Birchas Oda. So how often is one obligated to recite that Birchas Oda? Maybe the argument is follows. Forget about the hefsek issue. No, daily. We've discussed often, no, the Chiddush of the Stipler. If you have a mitzvah the Torah gives us, the Torah doesn't tell us exactly how often. Maybe it means daily, when it's obligated to do so. So maybe you, the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a daily obligation of Birchas HaTorah, irrespective of any element of hefsek. A nafkamina behefsek bayom, a nafkamina of one who was up the entire night, b'li hefsek. According to the Rosh, a function of hefsek or Rabbeinu Tam, it's a function of the day. Wow. Oh, and Rabbi Kaveger in the Hagos and Simon Mazayin has this fascinating manavshach. Rabbi Kaveger writes the following, you know, tonight the Shavuos, and I'm planning to be up all night. But you know what? I realize that if I don't nap, it's going to be hard. So a person naps during the day. So let's say, typically speaking, it's a major din in Simon Mazayin. Let's assume for argument's sake. The person napped during the day, and when he got up from his nap, he didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. Take a look at the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah. He didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. All of a sudden now, it's the next morning. In Rabbi Kveger writes, Mimonoshach, he's obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah. According to Rabbi Yotam, he's obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah now because the Yom is Mechayiv. According to the Rush, he should have recited Birchas HaTorah after the Hefsek, when he got up. He didn't. And the fact that he didn't doesn't exempt him from reciting Birchas HaTorah. So that's the Chiddush that Rabbi Kveger mentions, that if you nap during the day and you're up at night, that next morning, who's going to say that you don't recite Birchas HaTorah? According to Rabbi Natam, you should recite Birchas HaTorah now. And according to the Rush, you should recite Birchas HaTorah now because you didn't recite it earlier, which in principle was the appropriate time. That's Rabbi Kveger's manavshach. An important Torah that Rabbi Kveger has. I would just tell you just one last Torah. Nef Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Tav Lamed. I referenced earlier that, you know, unusual to have a bracha daraisa, Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazal. Neither of which really is Birchas HaMitzvah, but Birchas Oda. But the Sefer Achinuch is bothered by the following. When is the most appropriate time to recite a Birchas Oda? Before or after? So somewhat of a stira, no? And Birchas HaMazon, V'achalta V'savata, and then V'rachta. The Birchas Oda is after the fact. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Oda, but the Birchas HaTorah begins. Why exactly is that true? Take a look at the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch writes that, you know, there's a marked difference between Hanas HaGuf and Hanas HaNefesh. You know, that Haseichel Yodeo Umakir, person anticipates the Isik HaTorah. And the bracha is recited before. Not true when it comes to a bracha on food. See, I would explain it in the following sense. You know, A person recites a Berachas Hodaah, Berachas HaMazon. Exactly what are you thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? The act of eating? The act of eating? Or I'll tell you the following, the effect of eating, the impact, the Totsaas Achila, the Chalta V'Savata. The act of eating is an end in and of itself. You know, not according to our Torah Hashkafa, no? Maybe in certain circles, it's the act of eating, right, is a value in and of itself. For us, certainly not. No. Eating empowers. Eating gives you the tools. It gives you the kochos in order to. And not surprising that the bracha is on the hanos hasviya, the effect, the impact of. You know, a stunning din of Rabbi Kveger. No? Let's assume, for example, a person is a katan. His bar mitzvah is going to kick in very, very soon. He eats as a katan. He benches as a katan. You know, Rabbi Kveger suggests maybe he's obligated to bench again as a gadol. He already benched. Yeah, but he benched as a katan. He benches a katan. And now he's a gadol. Maybe you'll tell me, yeah, but he ate as a katan. Who says that the bracha is on the maisa achila? No, the bracha is on the hanas hasriya. So even if you ate the zakatan, you ate Rachman Litzan as an oning, but now there's a klura in your soveya. And Rabbi Kveger writes at Sarachi and Ladina, whether you're obligated or not, to go ahead and bench. What do you mean you ate? I understand you ate, but your soveya is a bar chiyuva. Maybe that requires pretty stunning, no? But I'll tell you the takeaway is clear. It's not the maisa achila, it's the hanas hasriya. What about when it comes to Isak Batorah? What about Isak Batorah? Is Torah transformative? Absolutely yes. Is Torah impactful? Undeniable. But you know what? There's an infinite value to the act of the Isak Batorah. The Isak Batorah is not just simply a tool. It is a tool, but it's not just simply a tool. It's much more than that. Kishem Hashemekra. It's Shmosav Shema Kadosh Baruch. And therefore, the Birchal Sada is not la'achar halimur. As though, okay, I heard a nice shir, I benefit from, now recite a bracha. It's on the infinite value of the act of Isak Batorah itself. In order to underscore that that's true. So therefore, the bracha is a Birchal Sada before, anticipation of. Not just simply the fact that a totsas halimur is. That's the difference between a hanas haguf as opposed to hanas hanefesh. Just one closing line. With this in mind, when the Gemara tells us, Nedarim daf pei aleph al ma'av da ha'aretz, what was the catalyst for the Churban Bayis? There the Gemara tells us, lohim avarchim b'torah tchila. They didn't properly recite Birchas Hatorah. The Ran writes, "Lahayu divrei Torah chashuv b'neihem, lahayu oskim b'lishma." They didn't revere the privilege of Isak Batorah, of Isak Batorah. And there, I would just add the following ha'ara: the Gemara doesn't say that they didn't recite Berachas HaTorah, but lahayu mavarchin b'Torah tchila. They didn't recite Berachas HaTorah over la'asiyasa, over la'asiyasa. In other words, the Isak Batorah was like achila. Where it's not the act, but yet times the totsa. But they didn't revere the act, the privilege, the connection of Kishem HaShemekra, of Gol Elokeinu. And therefore, not that they didn't recite, but that recitation of Ovel HaSiyasan is critical. And I'll tell you that the Berachas HaTorah that we recite embraces many of these elements. You know, we begin with Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivanu. You know, I will tell you that sounds like that day in Tosfos, like the Gaon. It's Tzivui of Isak Batorah. But you know what? It's Tzivui of Isak Batorah. And the Hana Sanefesh of Isak Batorah is inseparable. And therefore, immediately, Vaharevna. You know, you don't answer Amen after Lasa B'divrei Sorah. Because what do you mean? We're not done yet. No? That the Mesika Sator, the Hana Sheva, is inseparable from Rav Ramin Ahar, Nedarim Daf Menches, that even though b'chala Torah kula, mitzvus la'behenos nitnu, the noted exception of Talmud Torah. There you don't apply the principle, mitzvus la'behenos nitnu. The Chiddush that Rabbi Yonah writes in Perek Beis, in Mishnah Yud Dalet, Maseches Avos, Keshatam yegeyas atzmachat la'Torah tistasheyava. You can't separate the tzivui of Torah with the shashua shel Torah. That's asher kedushana and vaharev. The tzivui, but also the hana sheva, the nesikos of Torah. And asher b'charbanu. Asher b'charbanu, I will tell you the ha'ar of the Ramban. Right, asher b'charbanu of Mamon Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satara. Right, the form of the incessant Todah that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the privilege of the tzivui, the hana sheva, and recognize the chefze shel Torah, kol haTorah kula is shmos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how the Ramban begins, right, to spira shel haTorah. It's important during Kabbalah Satara to be mindful of all these elements of Esek b'Torah in the broadest sense, how privileged we are to have that opportunity, and the Kavanah Saleh that's necessary during Birchas HaTorah to recognize the Tziv, the Mesikas HaTorah, the Hadar, and recognize the infinite value of the Torah Hashem as Shmos of Shalakarash Baruch Hu, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Avogod Lelokim.